Marie Watt, Seneca, born Seattle, Washington, 1967. Witness, Quamachan Potlatch, 1913. 2015, reclaimed wool blankets, embroidery floss, and thread. A Hudson's Bay point blanket is the backdrop for Marie Watt's embroidered scene of a Coast Salish nation's potlatch. The Canadian and U.S. governments banned these gift-giving ceremonial feasts from 1885 until the 1950s. Unlike the original 1913 photograph of this event shown below, Watt's version shows a group of figures with fists raised in protest. Watt also appears with her two small daughters on the right side of the blanket. The younger one peeks over her mother's shoulder to meet our gaze. A tall stack of blankets behind her refers to the great displays of generosity at potlatches, as well as Watt's own sculptural and installation work. Collection of the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, University of Oregon. This work was acquired with the assistance of the Ford Family Foundation through a special grant program managed by the Oregon Arts Commission and additional support from the Hearts Fund for Contemporary Art. Image credit. Quamachan Potlatch, Coast Salish, 1913. Photograph by Reverend Tate. Image courtesy of the Royal BC Museum and Archives.
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
A 15-foot-wide rectangular fabric that has the recognizable sets of Hudson's Bay blanket stripes, indigo, yellow, red, and green. One set on each end, with two sets equidistant to the center. An outlined scene, stitched in black thread, shows a large group of people, most having their backs to us, except for the face of a child who's in a person's arms. People in the distance show raised fists.